This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us today as we talk about the Cliff Youth Center, but we also talk about a program that operates out of the Cole Township Correctional Facility, which recently offered some help to the Cliff Youth Center. We're going to hear from the Youth Center's director, Jen Kuehn, today on the WPGM Community Forum about that surprise gift the center received, but we're also going to learn a lot about the center itself. Jen, thanks for being with us. Now, the Cliff Youth Center recently got an unexpected gift. Mm-hmm. We're going to start by talking about that and information on where that gift came from, which makes our interview today kind of addressing two different topics. So let's start with that. If you can, in a nutshell, tell us what the Cliff Youth Center is, and then we'll talk about that gift.
Sure. If you want to get into the history of it, we can, but the Cliff Youth Center is a community-based ministry in Berwick, Pennsylvania, but it is sponsored by and overseen by Catawissa Christian Church under their leadership and guidance and monetary support and spiritual backing.
And the gift comes from a group operating out of a local prison. So tell us about that gift and how that came about, first of all, and then we'll, talk more about what that organization is.
Correct. Well, the way it came about, and this organization is called Triumph, and it is at SCI Cole Township near Shamokin. And I had, over the years, through a different role that I played with incarcerated youth, had been on that campus a number of times, but had never interacted, to my knowledge, with the activities director there, and certainly only with particular inmates, the younger ones. But I was, out of the blue, sent an email from their activities director and would be the advisor to this Triumph organization, because the men in Triumph wanted to invite me to their community matters forum. But that was my first introduction. I really believe that was a God thing, because we can share later about this, but have an opportunity to share the gospel while I'm there has been an unbelievable experience. But initially it came from an email and an invite to their community matters forum.
And the gift that they gave to the Cliff Youth Center, as you said in the information you gave me initially, was it came as a surprise to you. How did that come about?
Correct. So at the Community Matters Forum, I had an opportunity to sit with numerous nonprofits around a large table in the gymnasium there at SCI Cole Township, as well as with members of Triumph Organization and another organization within their walls, Lifeline. And as a part of that, we did a workshop on and small group involvement in answering questions and having dialogue regarding several different issues and concerns that inmates have as to what is occurring with our youth and other populations outside their prison walls. And they want to find a way to give back to those things. And they are doing so. And so just in the midst of those conversations, sharing about the Cliff, the youth in Berwick and our surrounding areas, that must have been enough to maybe precipitate in their minds when they met afterwards as a group that the Cliff Youth Center would be an opportunity for them to engage with youth in a way that made sense to them by funding some of the ministry opportunities that we have.
It's one of those things where you think of prison gets a bad rap for not, rehabilitating and just...
Correct.
Warehousing people. Correct. And then you see things like this, and it's to me, if I find it inspiring, because you're really connecting them with the community and through something like that.
For sure. Yeah, I actually had to hold back tears a number of times, as many of these men shared. Not only are they certainly some of them doing life sentences and shared their story remorsefully, but had found Christ. Not all, but many who shared with me had found Christ, and that is the impetus for them to be involved in something of this magnitude.
And they reach out to various nonprofits.
Correct. And then once we have an opportunity to work with them in there, they can provide certainly financial resources, but then also on the flip side, it gives them an opportunity to share their story and get their word out.
And any idea what some of the other organizations that they've connected with?
I believe it's called Central Susquehanna Opportunities is one of them. I know they were also funded. There's various ones that have to do with any population that you can think of. They've supported Special Olympics. They support four or five area schools in particular with an initiative they call a Soul Drive, S-O-L-E, providing shoes, brand new shoes that are top of the line for young people who have little, and to the school's discretion to give those out. So they pour plenty of money into situations like that.
Is there some URL or somewhere I can send people to learn more about that program? Or
not to my knowledge, but Sean Campbell is the activities director at SCI Cole Township, who is also their advisor.
And let's move on to the youth center. You've been on board there, what you said, a year or so?
Nearly a year. It'll be a year in August, yes.
Okay. And what drew you there? How did you find out about this and find it to be a good match for you?
Again, you know, I think sometimes in the Christian circle, we talk a lot about different seasons of life. And I had an opportunity at 55 to actually kind of step back and take a break from the world around me, in a sense. And, you know, through trials and through different sufferings, we have an opportunity to really see who Christ is. And that's a lot of the testimony behind this role. I know Pastor Mike Spagnolia of Catawissa Christian Church because he had been involved in the Cliff Youth Center at its beginnings. And I believe the original founder or sent missionary, maybe, there, he and his wife Bonnie, back in 98, I think. And so his church, Catawissa Christian Church, became the sponsor of that once Central PA Youth Ministries was kind of pulling away from areas and settling in their headquarters area. And so Mike knew that I was at a stage where I could have opportunity to minister in new and different ways. And he reached out just because he knew I had always worked with young people and have an interest in that.
What was it founded with the intention of doing? I mean, there's, you know, when you grow up in a Christian home, Christian school, et cetera, you feel like all the church-related activities kind of cover this. But is this more of a outreach to kids who might not otherwise be in church?
Correct. And so the cool history of it in a nutshell is that Pastor Mike, at the time, he and his wife, quite a bit younger, and they were living in Berwick and had children, and they were near where the Cliff Youth Center is on 6th Avenue there in Berwick. And he was not pleased that there was a bar scene there. And so he laid hands on the building and prayed that someday that would not be the case, as young people in that area didn't need to see what was happening at that site. And so doing what God can do, eventually that space became for sale. And Mike connected, was able to bring about the ministry of the Cliff Youth Center through Central PA Youth Ministries. And they ran that for quite a few years, with 60, 70 youth coming a couple nights a week to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and open the opportunity for, as you say, a community-based ministry. So those young people who, you're correct, would not otherwise perhaps walk in a church building or have access to the knowledge of what the Bible is or the name of Jesus other than what they may hear, you know, usually derogatory. So yeah, what a blessing.
Just give me an idea of someone who goes to the Cliff Youth Center. What are they doing there? What's happening? You know, how much time are they spending there?
Yeah, so one of the things that we make sure happens is that they get fed. And so been really blessed. Brian and Amy Harper have the opportunity to provide hospitality services and make sure those things happen. So area churches, area families, there's a group, there's a family that homeschools, and at different points they will bring dinners. So every Tuesday evening during the school year, we have what we've referred to as anchor meetings. So obviously for you and I, we understand maybe where that would come from biblically out of Hebrews, but being able to build that anchor for the students to come and have a meal and then dive into the Word and have the bread of life shared with them. So the crux of everything that we do is Jesus. When I first started, one of the things that as I prayed, you know, Lord, what themes, what would you like these young people to know? Who am I to tell them about you? What direction do you want this to be? And it was just so clear and simple. Listen, can I know them? They don't know me. Just give them Jesus. Just give them Jesus. And so everything we do is about that. In fact, tomorrow we have a trip to Hawk Mountain Sanctuary where we will have an opportunity to hike and see the sights and understand and learn about birds of prey, and all under the guise of the Creator God.
Really a variety of things going on. But
correct.
Do you have a core group, or do kids kind of come and go?
There is a core group as we've started. As I've started, there were a couple volunteers who the last year and a half or so before I came on board were the individuals who maintained the steady flow, and that would be Bill and Laura Morey. They had the opportunity to engage these young people, and they're primarily, we do serve 6th through 12th grade. Primarily the ones we have currently are that 7th through 9th grade age group. And they come from all over Berwick. We do van pickup. Almost all of them are actually picked up by the van. We have one young man dropped off by his family. But rides are certainly available to any youth, 6th through 12th grade in the Berwick area, who would like to attend.
And the name, The Cliff. Tell us about the story behind that.
Yeah, so I think Pastor Mike would tell it much better. But the significance is, you know, as we think about young people, as we think about the current generation of young people in particular, and the idea that, you know, they're walking a cliff. Things could go, they could go up, they could go down, they can go south real quick. And I think, you know, anecdotally, we all know that. But having the opportunity to give them Jesus as, again, the anchor and the maintainer, the author and finisher of their life, that's where we're at, and that's the needs that we want to meet.
And you, your title is director.
Yes.
Are you kind of like the staff, or, you know, are there there's volunteering, or?
Yes, I'm the only paid staff. Okay. And again, it's a part-time position currently, but we do thrive on the volunteers who assist. And again, another shout out to Bill and Laura for their longevity, as well as Brian and Amy and Pastor Mike and Bonnie in particular, who help us with the annual Thanksgiving meal, our donor appreciation and fundraising dinner, all these in-between services that they're more than willing to jump in and assist on. So yes, any volunteer that, you know, has a heart for young people, we'd love to have them.
Plans for the future. Are there expansion plans, becoming official nonprofit? What's, you know, what could be next in the next 5 years? You've been around since, what, 98?
Yes, wow. Yes. And we're grateful, you know, certainly for Catawissa Christian Church overseeing the ministry and understanding, even though there's a town in between, understanding the need of the young people there. And so I think the hope is in the future, there's no timeline for it to be a standalone nonprofit. But in the meantime, we certainly benefit from many area churches who give, individual donors who give. I'm pursuing different grants. And again, we've been blessed with a couple of them that serve us currently. So yes, any form of ministry that disciples young people is what we're heading after.
Okay. And this isn't something that I probably every community has, but are there some similar of the things of this format in our region that you know of?
There's one that I believe is similar. I'm not sure that the target audience is youth, but I know the Refuge in Sunbury is kind of along that pattern of being community-based. So, you know, in the Christian school realm, we might talk about a church-run school, but there's others who are parent-run schools. And I think in very similar fashion, the Cliff Youth Center is community-based, so we work with, we want to partner with, come alongside other you know, Christian organizations, particularly the local church, my goal as director is to get these young people fellowshipping with other believers in such a way that they desire to go to church, that we bring the church to them, that area youth groups come to us, we go to them, bring their families along. So that's the idea behind this new launch, relaunch.
And are these students all basically within the Berwick School District, or does it reach out beyond that if necessary?
I would suppose if necessary. Certainly right now, it's the idea is for students 6th through 12th grade in the Berwick Area School District, yeah.
And for folks looking for more information or, you know, perhaps helping out in some way, what's the best place to send them? I see you do have a Facebook page.
We do have a Facebook page. They could certainly... you know, private message in that. Connecting with Pastor Mike Spagnolia at Catawissa Christian Church is certainly an option. You find his information online. Yes.
All right. And if you go to Facebook, it just search Cliff Youth Center. Anything else you'd want to add about your work with them and, you know, obviously the impact is going to be on the kids, but it has to impact you as well.
Certainly. And I'm involved in another ministry where I'm working to assist overseas initiatives and things. And so to really work locally and in such a way that it's so, I don't want to say basic, but it draws us back to the basics of life, you know, the basics of our faith. And so working with young people who may be having the first encounter with holding a Bible, who might be having their first encounter with hearing Jesus, really puts me as a, you know, a believer, someone who's known of the Lord since birth, who's saved in fourth grade, puts me in a position to, you know, really dive into the Word and look at it differently and in a way that is refreshing. Yes.
As far as awareness of this, as I told you, I it's not something that was on my radar. Is that because I'm outside of the Berwick District, or is it because there are a lot of people out there that are in the same boat as me that need to hear more?
Well, I think a lot of it is at being out of the area. However, also what has happened is that youth ministry has changed. And ministry in general, community-based ministry, isn't necessarily a bygone era. But I guess the Lord draws us to those things. And so acknowledging the fact that now we're at 2026 and trying to kind of relaunch a ministry initiative that needs to include social media and PR in terms of getting the word out that we exist for these young people to come, not for the sake of the Cliff, for the sake of the youth souls. And so I think part of that is us doing a better job reaching out and making that known. But also, again, you know, people are a little more closed off these days. I think the general population, not necessarily believers, I'm saying those who, you know, they shy away from things that may be of faith. And so, you know, pray for us in that regard. Pray, cover Berwick area with your prayers. You know, I think we as believers, when we are driving down the street, you know, the other day, and you see youth in the middle of the street on their skateboards, it rather than get upset, you know, pray for them as you see them. So many are going through things that we have no idea about, and some of the homes that we drive past or know of youth who live there, there's such difficult things that these young people are encountering. And so pray for them, share Christ with them, dive into your local church youth group. See what the needs are. Ask the youth pastors in the area. So whether it's Berwick or elsewhere, you know, just give them Jesus.
Jen Kuehn has been my guest on the program today. She is director at the Cliff Youth Center. We've been talking about the center and also about this program, Triumph, operated out of the Cole Township Correctional Facility. Thanks for being with us on the program. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in to the WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.